getting sucked on for $1 billion.
So he's a yes guy, yeah?
For how much?
A billion.
See, bro, our numbers.
You know how many dicks I would suck for $1 billion?
Our number's way lower.
On camera, though. On camera.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my God. Numerous. Yeah, okay. Like,
cross through glass until, to suck that dick.
I'm like,
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
He's racially ambiguous and baddie. That guy's fucking ridiculous, so we don't know. Best not to ask yourself why, but my friend, you've arrived. Welcome to Unsubscribe.
Like, we're saying a billion with a B?
A billion. Billion dollars.
I don't know, to ruin your image.
Oh no! Like, he's wearing a shirt that says "Life Unsubscribe." Like, our mantra is "Come."
My man, I would buy a country after.
You could,
like, yeah. Lithuania. I mean, yeah. I'm sure I could afford Lithuania.
Yeah.
Like, $1 billion? Wow. I'd buy an island. I'd move to it. If you ever mention. Aforementioned dick sucking. Off with your head.
I just like the cam monarch. The camera's the thing.
Welcome to Baddiopia. Like, what do you.
Man. Look, he's gay as you fly away in your jet.
He's like, oh, yeah. Oh,
soup's fine with
wiping my tears of sadness with $100 bill. Oh, okay. I would suck so many dick, dude.
Dude, it would be a day of it.
We are built different.
Yeah, called rich.
Yeah. After that, yeah, for sure.
I would do it one day a week.
One day
for
a week?
Bill? Yeah, what's a year?
A billion every week, you do it.
For $1 billion?
That's fine. But
Patty, what do you do it for
the thing that gets me
right?
Is just on camera. Yeah. Doing it on camera.
Yeah. It's already what you build 1,000 bridges. You suck one day.
My circle is gonna be very small after this. Oh man. Just
you're like, well, I can't post a lot.
I can't We're going to an island, guys, and yeah, I'm out of here. See ya.
I would suck so I don't know, man. So many dick. Like I'm not a big fan of dick. I'm really not. Yeah. Just I try to avoid it, to be honest. But for a bill? Woo-hoo!
Yeah, I'm going to an isolated island. Yeah. I don't want nobody to find me anywhere.
So what's it like being liars?
Could you just hold how much money a bit like that would
put me
fill.
On an island, nobody
a lot
knows
on the
me.
Line here.
Like $1 million is like a pallet. $1 billion fills this house.
I mean,
comments.
Right? How who's just put a number. I just want a number. How many dicks would you suck? For $1 billion.
Yeah.
That's our engagement for the episode.
Yeah,
there we
that's
go.
How the comment section go. And people are going to be like, that's a good question.
We're going to think about it.
Or what's your actual number? Because you can drop that number a lot for a lot of people. You'd be like, hey,
some people
would
be
million.
Like, yeah, I'd do it for 100,000.
I mean, one dick?
No. My girlfriend does it for way less.
A lot of people do. A lot of people do it for way less.
Yeah, so we're good.
So we're like, I love him.
Out of passion.
All right, hold on. Rain it in.
I know.
Let me grab something to.
Yeah, we cheers in the world.
You go like this?
Oh, you're double.
Oh, there it is. Beautiful. Well
and
done.
And then you take your sip.
Not too much now.
Jesus. Be careful, Dale. The heart will explode. He almost did the seltzer.
I know.
Welcome to the Unsubscribe Podcast. As always, you have myself, Eddie Streams, and my beautiful co-host, Eli Double Tap, and our two wonderful, powerful, strong, sexy, awesome guests. How are we doing today, guys?
We're
oh,
doing
my God.
Good,
doing we're amazing. Doing thank you for having us.
Yeah, names. Having us. Go, Dale.
Logan Chitwood. Go ahead.
My name is Dale, a.k.a. Thirst God.
Sir.
And then we got like fucking the Henry Cavill over here.
I mean, like, so beautiful.
Dude, pulling focus in that camera, I'm just like, God, that fucking chin line. Effer.
It's not fair. Like, for I'm glad I'm on my own camera over here. I don't want to be next to you. I feel bad, man. You got
to
sit next to him.
I'm bullshit. Close to Dale, but, yeah.
I'm trying to face it.
Yeah. What's the take? Chin out, tongue up. Oh, good.
My freaking eyes explode trying to do it.
Just looking like the ogre over here. Yeah, man. We got Logan and Dale. They've been doing content for a while. You guys have known each other for how long?
Ooh. About 7 years now. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you, days, yeah.
Yeah, 7, 8 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
it's been a while.
For anyone that doesn't know, this is Yojiro from Baki Grab.
Well, sorry, Yujiro. Yujiro.
Yojiro. Yujiro.
Don't you dare disrespect his name like
not.
That.
The ogre. The ogre.
Put some respect on my name.
Just ring the face.
I knew you were a big fan when your license plate said ogre on the back. I was like, okay, he is very much a huge fan.
Oh, you got it, man. Yeah, Baki. That's going to be the brand. So, hey, man, you got to start it and you got to get it out there. So.
I mean, I'm seeing it.
There we go. Ogre.
God. And then did so Dale get, who got who into anime? Did you were like, my boy.
Well, he was already into Dragon Ball Z.
Good.
Yeah.
But I think I was recommending him so many animes and he was just like, nah. I was like, man, I got to find him something. I was like, what about Baki the Grapper? I think you'll like that. And he said, I'll check it out. And next time I look up, he had like a, he said he had the whole series, the whole old school series. How much you spend on it? Like,
oh man, that was like 30 bucks on eBay back in 2018.
DVD on the CD.
Yeah. Went out and bought the whole season. Now you can't find it for like, you know, less than $100 on eBay. I mean, they'll sell it for $200 because it's so rare now. Mm. But that's like the first anime that he recommended that I enjoyed. Because I'm so fucking picky with anime, especially the look of the character. And, like, if they don't look jacked, I don't want to watch it. So, that's just how I've been.
But $1 billion is the line. I don't want to watch that anime. They ain't jacked dudes in it. I ain't touching no pee-pee.
On camera. That's the only thing.
Shut the cameras off. How much?
What's your number now?
Oh man.
But yeah, man, I've been watching Dragon Ball Z since 99 when it was coming on Toonami. God, so I'm a
Toonami, man. Yeah,
I was 10 years old, big anime guy. So.
Same. I think I started with the Sci-Fi Channel. I think I watched Vampire Hunter D.
Oh my God. Oh,
that's the first one.
Yeah.
The original, like OG 90s
OG,
one?
OG, yeah.
With I'm thinking Dragon Ball Z was
good.
It was either that or one of the Gundam series, because those were
Gundam
always on.
Gundam was amazing.
Oh,
Gundam
man.
Wing.
Yes. Yeah.
Gundam Wings a lot.
Sailor Moon.
Yeah, Sailor Moon. Yep, you had that. Moon. You had like Ronin. What was this? Samurai. Ronin Samurai?
Ronin Kenshin.
Ronin Kenshin?
Mm-hmm. It was the Samurai one too.
Samurai Champloo.
This is OG, old Japanese one.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I'm thinking of like Toonami anime at this point.
This was on Toonami.
Samurai Jack.
I still like some Samurai Jack. Samurai Jack slaps.
Samurai Jack. Was good.
Was it a movie?
No, it was a series. And I cannot.
Was it Kenshin?
No, Ronin Kenshin.
The Batusai, Inuyasha was always on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fuck,
what is that anime called? It was
on Toonami?
Yeah. The samurai one.
Yeah.
It was like an 80s and 90s Japanese cartoon.
Hmm.
It was OG. It was like, there was five of them. They had different colored armor. Yeah, check it out.
Oh, was it they had the armor?
Yes. See, you...
But you can't think of it, huh?
No.
That's why we need a Jamie. Hey, Jamie, pull it up.
Jamie!
Pull it up.
G-Man, throw it up on screen.
Yep.
Do some work.
But yeah, so you guys started in like the top.
Shampoo.
Was it?
Samurai 7?
No.
Try Ronin Warriors.
Ronin Warriors, yeah.
Ronin Warriors, that might be it. That sounds familiar. That is it.
Let me see the front.
Yeah, those dudes.
Yeah.
I forgot about Ronin Warriors. All right.
I was like, it's Ronin something. I was like, Ronin Samurai. It's the same word twice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is definitely not
the same word twice.
I was like,
ugh.
And that was on Toonami? That was on Toonami?
Yeah, everybody together, yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the day,
you
guys would run home. I think we all had that same experience, like running home, and you're like, and 4 o'clock, turn the TV on. Dragon Ball's coming on.
Yep. I never did. I could never watch that shit during the day. No, you were outside still.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
Wow. I'd wait for like the 11 p.m., like late night rerun of Toonami.
Yeah.
I'd be like hiding up. I had that fucking shitty TV that I had snuck into my room type deal. Oh, yeah man.
That's where I started the late night because they had it on, you know, it was like starting the 99 summer. They had it on Toonami like 11:30 at night.
Yeah,
that's when I started seeing it. you know.
There was always the Dragon Ball Z reruns going on there.
It always started back to the Reddits first episode. It was like, man, we got to watch this shit again.
I know. I hate when they take it
back. Yep. All the way back.
Got to Ginyu, and then it's like, here we go again.
Let's reset it all the way back to Raditz.
Yeah. Why? We just got to the good part.
Yep.
I think it was during the Frieza too, right?
Yeah. They did it a lot, man.
He turned and Super Saiyan. They were like, yep, let's take it back.
Just because they couldn't put those episodes out as quick as they wanted to, you know, with the dub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't have any of that dubs. I remember when it ended at, was it the Ginyu Force for a long time before they even had
that? It was
right
when Goku arrived on Namek, and he just arrived and fought Birder and Jace and Raccoon, and then that was the end of the ocean dub, you know?
He was just standing
there. The original.
Fireball's going through.
Oh, yeah.
That's so cool.
Raccoon kaboom.
Yep.
I remember all that. Man, that is OG. I love it.
Love it.
And then Gundam Wing. That was got me into mechs. Mm-hmm. That and Xenogears. Those are my two. Mm-hmm.
But Gundam Wing was wild, man. I just seen that shit back in the day.
Oof. That's a hell.
Big fan. Hey, Eli, how'd you sleep last night after drinking all that?
So good. You know why?
Why?
Ghost bed.
Every mattress has a 20-year warranty, sometimes 25.
And you can try it out for 101 nights.
If you don't like it, you can send it back. No hard feelings. After a long day of podcasting, one of my favorite things about ghost bed pillows and mattresses is the cooling technology built into them to keep us nice and cool after a long day here in the Texas heat. Ghost bed pillows and mattresses are as cool as the linoleum on the bathroom floor.
Way more comfortable, though. Technology's so cold, it's like soft.
Keep it in!
These are so freaking comfortable. Ghost also offers bundles so you can get everything you need.
You don't even think about it. Just pick from one of their four mattresses and then pick your bundle. So whether you just need a mattress and frame or you want everything, like their cooling pillows and sheets, you can get the best bang for your buck. Head over to ghostbed.com. And use code unsubscribe for 30% off everything.
That's ghostbed.com. Code
unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe and get 30% off of everything. Ghostbed. Now, what are your guys' favorite animes now? Is it still Baki Grappler? Is it still?
I'll go down my list. It's like about a 5 or 6. So it's Dragon Ball Z, Baki the Grappler / Baki on Netflix. Yep. Berserk now. Big Berserk guy now.
Really?
Yes, sir. Just got into it about a month, so fucking loving it. Berserk so loving much. It. No.
No. I hate
this dude has a whole tattoo sleeve.
I know. I gotta hate it even more.
I got a text after he watched the eclipse.
Done after that, huh?
No, I know.
I like
every motherfucker. He's like, hey, check out Berserk. I'm like, here we go again.
And then every motherfucker, other than Batty, that's a really dope fucking anime.
Yeah.
It's just hentai.
It's just really bad hentai.
I was showing them the manga yesterday, and they're like, "Oh, it's God damn,
yeah,
that's totally different."
I think I still remember Casca's butt, though.
Casca's butt,
yep. How shiny and perfect it was.
They want to clap their cheeks. My page just reached out to you.
I know.
Yeah. To continue the list, though, Yu Yu Hakusho.
Amazing anime.
Yep. That's like underrated, man. A lot of people don't talk about Yu Yu Hakusho. Cowboy Bebop, One Punch Man, and that's like my list. Bro, yeah, that's it. That's like my main ones. That I like.
Yu Yu Hakusho, Hunter x Hunter, that's the same author.
I think so.
Is it?
Yeah.
It looks the same too.
That's why you like check out.
Yeah. I'll check it out. Yeah.
If you like Yu Yu Hakusho, which is
I'm trying to branch out.
Hunter x Hunter, same.
Yeah. You're gonna love Hunter x Hunter once it gets it's one of those animes where like the first arc, the first season, whatever you want to look at, is
that's what
it's very
about.
Very odd, yeah. And you're like, I don't know about this, and then suddenly everyone's on fire and dying, and things are people get cut in half.
Exactly what they said.
Literally how we described it yesterday.
Exactly.
It's a kids show. It goes from Disney to Berserk.
Yeah, it really does. Like yeah. I took me a while to get through the first thing because I was like, I don't like this, and everyone was saying how good because I have a bunch of anime like tattoo artists here in San Antonio.
Yeah.
And they're all just constantly raving about Hunter x Hunter. I'm like, all right, I will suffer through this. God damn, it's so fucking good, though.
Yeah. It gets you into it after that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I need to give it a chance.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'll like it.
I think so.
Very technical, too.
Yeah. But that's my list. Do yours, man.
Let's hear it, bro.
This is going to be a long one. This is about 50 animes right here.
Yeah. But y'all talking about overall anime, just overall. I got Samurai Champloo. I got Code Geass. I got
Kogios is so pause you right there, my guy. Yeah. Just
listen. Yeah. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Kogios is
so good.
Is this list going to be in a certain order, like your top?
Oh, I just... No?
Okay, you're just naming it?
Yeah, I'm just naming it. Okay.
2 hours later. Dragon Ball, Mickey's Great Adventure.
I got one of most controversial anime, probably One Piece. I love One Piece, but...
This is too long for me to even start it.
I'm 300 episodes in and I'm mad.
You just thought chapter one.
I can't do it.
Yeah,
I want to get through it, but I'm so damn busy, man.
Hey, I've been watching it for 8 years, so I feel sorry for anybody who just started. I get it.
It looks so good now.
Just look up the fillers.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to skip these episodes because the fillers are pointless. Okay, I'm just going to go here. But it's one episode that kind of summarizes things for you, so you kind of know what's going
30
on.
Minutes to summarize. 2,000 episodes in like 30 minutes.
1,000, 1,300.
1,500 now.
1,500 now?
Was 1,053.
We looked it up yesterday, yes, because we were talking about it on the ride here. So, and I asked him, like, how many, he's seen all of them. I was like, how many hours did that take, and how many days did that take? It's like, if you watch One Piece from the beginning to the end right now, it would take you 2 weeks straight of just nonstop watching it.
I mean, that sounds like I'm gonna take a vacation, guys. Yeah. I'll see you in 2 weeks. I'm gonna
see you in 2 weeks.
I'm door dashing trash, you
know, like nonstop.
And I'm just
watching.
Going.
Yeah,
wait, wait a minute. I can't.
I swore, dude, that's still ridiculous. Just that sheer number, and they're thinking it will go until 2030s.
Yeah,
for it to come to an end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's still got a lot more to go, but I think they're planning on coming into an end like two years. So
they say.
They say so.
But
you know.
Wasn't all this like first 1,000 episodes considered the intro to the whole thing?
Which one?
Weren't they calling like this first like 1,000 episodes like the intro to One Piece?
Oh, the first 1,000? No.
I think
the time skip happened in 800.
I'm pretty sure episode 800.
Somewhere around there.
And then they kind of eventually get older.
Yeah, get older.
Okay.
They get more powerful.
It's kind of like...
Mm-hmm. At first, that's basically what I've heard. Like, everything new with One Piece is just so fucking good.
Yes, oh, amazing.
I think Bleach is another one I'm hearing that about right now. Bleach is just on a different...
The head cap, Bankai is probably my favorite Bankai so far. I love Notachi. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so sick. I think you'll like Yamamoto. I think you'll like Yamamoto. But yeah, he's like the swole old man.
Yeah.
The nice beard. He literally said he touches you one time with the tip of his blade, erases you from existence, gone. Mm. And he has Honor West, Notachi West.
Who you are an anime nerd.
He is the guy.
Yeah. I was like, okay, you're a huge anime.
I need to give you my list. I'm so sorry.
How dare you be excited about something? Yeah, and passionate. And throw off what we're talking. Please continue, my man. This is what we do here.
Yeah, forgive me.
Continue your list.
Yeah, I think I got Bleach. I can add Bleach to the list. I can add... I think I struggle sometimes. Like I can see Gogia, Samurai Champloo, Bleach.
You forget Naruto? Aren't you a Naruto fan?
I got Naruto a little bit downward, though.
Okay, uh-oh.
A little bit downward.
That's new to me. I thought you were a big Naruto guy.
I'm not a huge Naruto guy. Itachi's my boy, though.
Okay, he's that's what I thought.
I think he's definitely top five.
Yeah, okay.
he's up there. Kogia.
I mean, I love Naruto. I got. Wait,
you're Naruto guy.
Yeah, other side.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're Naruto guy. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up with it.
It's top 10.
Yeah,
top 10.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Kogias. Good choice.
I know, man.
Not enough people watch Kogias.
Yeah, I never even heard of it.
I'm a Lelouch fan. Good. Man.
You'll not like the animation. Animation is rough to get into. That's like those tall. Yeah. It's very Sailor Moon style of animation, but holy shit, does it also.
I like the way it ended. Fucked pretty up. Cool too. Yep. It left it on a cliffhanger. You know, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, don't spoil it. We gotta keep those ones because
just
that
in case
one,
I watch it.
Just watch it. End of season one, you're gonna be like,
yeah, what just happened?
I think the first anime that really hit me with that was Blue Gender.
Mm. I haven't watched that. Blue Gender. God,
that was another one. That was another like that came middle night.
Yeah, that's in
Toonami,
that Dragon Ball Z, Sailor Moon era.
Which Cowboy Bebop. Like, oh, yeah, all these fun animes, sure. And you turn on Blue Gender, next thing you know, you're watching the most violent version of Starship Troopers you've ever seen. Bro, I mean, people getting ripped in half. There's organs and intestines hanging. I'm like 14, like, whoa! Blue Gender's on a different level. I've never seen, like, to this day, I haven't watched an anime that was that violent, I don't think. It was unreal.
Yeah, I know it's good.
That's pretty cool, man.
Have you guys ever watched Ghost in the Shell?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The old 90s, yeah, and then it became a series.
I still listen to that theme song. Oh, little horse.
Nailed
it. Perfect.
That's it.
That's it.
I'll work out today, so man. Get you
man, put up the intro real quick and just dub that over.
Yeah.
Just play that over.
They need to get you to redub that.
Yeah. Just you singing
you
that.
You do that, yes.
The people I'm going to Google the lyrics and just redo it. I'm going to redo it.
Yes.
God, I love just the anime nerd. And we have, so certain guests will surprise you with like how, because a lot of, like, both of y'all in shape, you lift weights still, right? Yeah. And then you lift way too many weights.
I just work out sometimes.
People say this about me. I just started last week in this fitness journey. They call it a fitness journey, I think.
So weightlifting videos were AI?
Yeah, well, you don't tell people that. Yeah, it is AI. So, but yeah, I just started my fitness journey last week.
Man, this is crazy. Yeah.
And I was like, you know, the gains just came really quick. They, you know, you hear of hyper responders. I guess that's me.
You were a buck 80 last week. And now you're just trying.
Who was that guy that was at Gymbox and I?
Nah, that wasn't me. That was that robot buddy of mine. That clone. So,
the ogre.
Surprise. The
real ogre. I'm sensing a large amount of bullshit. I'm just gonna put it on the table. I don't know.
So what was now the real thing? What was the first video that you did, or was that first moment of like where the content took off and you're like, oh, here is something that
I
could
TikTok?
On all your platforms. Really blew up. Where it was holy shit, okay, this is cool. And then when it actually was like, this can be a lifestyle.
Yeah, the first like thing that blew up for me was like my Yujiro Hanma photo on Instagram. And but my first video that blew up was my Michael Myers skit in the gym in 2000, I think 20 was my first one.
Wait, what was that?
Yeah, you seen that or no?
Maybe.
Yeah, I dressed up as Michael Myers, and then I went into the gym and started working out as like Michael Myers would work out if he went in the gym. So I'm doing like stabbing exercises with
walking on the treadmill.
I'm walking slowly on the treadmill. I'm going around.
Holy shit! I didn't
realize that was me. So, I mean,
God, you would be a terrifying Michael Myers.
But that was the first video that absolutely blew up, and then I started, you know, posting every now and then after that, but not really like consistent. And then what really took off was just like my Yujiro videos where I dressed up as Yujiro and started flexing and stuff like that, because I see all these people on TikTok was like just blown up for just flexing, that were kind of ripped or had veins, and they would just do it to trending songs. So I'm like, just do this my own way and dress up as Yujiro and do the same kind of stuff they're doing, and just blew up. So then after that, I started incorporating the skits and stuff like that, and stuff with my son as well. So, but the first thing that blew up, going back to the Michael Myers, and then I did it this past year, and that one really blew up even more. Got on ESPN, got on House of Highlights. LeBron James shared it to his Instagram story and said, this is some shit that I would do. And then we're on a TMZ article together, and it was just crazy. It blew up like 20 million views on TikTok, 50 million views on YouTube, like maybe 5 to 10 million on Instagram. So it's just...
That's called viral.
Yeah,
viral.
It was super viral, so...
It's definitely viral.
Was that one of those fat where you just woke up and all of that was on?
It started happening immediately. It was I posted it and it started. It's just one of those that just started taking off.
Where you're like,
and you're like, yes. We got a banger. Really. You love to see it. Fuck, and it's just like notification, 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 you know, so.
And this is the hardest thing because you're like, how do I replicate that?
Oh, man, it's hard. You got to do it again. It's like, okay, what's the next video? And that's the life of a content creator right there. So it's just next? Like, yeah. It's like, you yeah. It's exhausting. You put out a banger and then they're like, what's next? What can you do next? It's like, you know, you got to constantly put out stuff. And that's exhausting, but it's very rewarding as well, though.
And it's like trying to deviate, carve a new path on top of that. You're like, okay, I don't want to be bucketed right here. Let's branch out and do
yeah.
that. And then you try that and they're like, fuck you. You're like, whoa, guys, I was just experimenting.
Exactly.
We want more Bucky stuff.
We want your Jiro back.
Where's Ogre?
Yeah, I cosplay Goku one time, and they're like, no, you're your Jiro. You can't be Goku.
Doing content with your kid. Yojiro hates his son. Yeah, why he would you never like do him? That. Punch your son in the face. Like, whoa, exactly. Calm down, everyone.
Oh, man. And on every platform, YouTube, the YouTube subscribers, the TikTokers, the Instagram, they're all like, I don't know if it's all like this big cult, and they just have, you know, all, let's go in on him on this app and this app. So it's like.
That, you heard it here, guys. Logan hates all of you.
I hate you.
True. I hate you, too.
Yeah,
only the haters.
Batty, what did I say about doing that in the podcast house?
I'm just fuming. Eli, cold turkey might be great on sandwiches, but there's a better way to break your bad habits.
Are you talking about turkey sandwiches?
We're not talking about some weird mind voodoo from your crazy neighbor.
The crazy neighbor has turkey sandwiches?
We're talking about our sponsor, Fume, and they look at our problems in a different way.
That's how I look at Batty, in a different way.
Not everything in a bad habit is wrong, so instead of a drastic, uncomfortable change, why not just remove the bad from your habit? Fume is innovated, award-nominated device that does just that.
Is it minty?
So minty. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses all natural delicious flavors. Fume has served over 100,000 customers and has thousands of success stories. And there's no reason that it can't be you. Join Fume in accelerating humanity's breakup from destructive habits by picking up the Journey Pack today. Head to tryfume.com and use code UNSUB to save 10% off when you get the Journey Pack today. That's tryfume and use code UNSUB and save an additional 10% off your order today.
Fume me, daddy.
It's just, when it comes to content creation, like we all see, like I see it a lot. I'm a streamer. I play one main game, Escape from Tarkov. And the moment you deviate from that game, everyone's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Stop it. Yeah. Go back to playing the game you've played for 10,000 hours for 4 years straight. Go back and do that more. I'm like, no, please.
Yeah. Dude, it's Batty's chained to Tarkov now. Like, he like gets up. It's like, shh, you hear the chain sliding as he walks up to his Tarkov.
I hear Russian whispering in my ear every night. I'm like, no.
Yeah. But yeah, once you're Yujiro, you're always Yujiro in every video to them.
Yeah.
So in anything I do, if I'm Giga Logan, Giga Chad, no, you're Yujiro though. So, no, Yujiro would never do some stupid shit like this, somebody said. Just like, or some gay shit like this, somebody said. It was when me and my son, we just put out a video. We were, like, walking into the pool.
Jesus Christ.
We were just walking into the pool. Somebody's like, Yujiro would...
out there.
Yujiro would never do some gay shit like this. And then they comment. I'm like, okay, well. Like,
you know, that's the one.
Guys, I'm not just Yujiro.
Hi, I'm Logan. Like, I'm a real person.
Yeah. That's the video you slide in the chair and go, hi, I'm Logan. I portray a fake character that's made up.
Yeah.
This is my son.
We're real. Again, to be clear, not anime characters.
Exactly.
So it's you crazy. See how people are like, are you you're
yep. And that's one thing that I wasn't, you know, expecting when I got into content creation. I didn't know they would just go ham on me, you know, just savages.
People are
just
awful.
Oh, yeah. Talking shit about
just,
Connor
just
my
be clear,
son.
Some people are everything. Absolutely wonderful. And there's all.
Oh, yeah. There's great.
There is a spectrum. There's wonderful, nice. Everything's
just
great.
Just like my son.
Yes.
You remember the awful shit.
Yes. But yeah, thank you to all the guys that are out there showing love and support. But the haters, fuck you.
Which, you know what's crazy to me? Like, I'm a gamer, whatever. People who shit on me, fine. Who the fuck out here making fun of you?
Yeah, man. What are you God thinking?
Damn. Hey,
it's not in person, I tell you that. they're not doing it in person.
No. God. Weird.
Yeah.
Weird. Weird. The guy that cosplays as Yojiro is not getting fucking weird. Made fun of in person.
Yeah. Where are you guys at in person? Come see me.
Weren't you like getting like crazy comments? They were like always trying to critique your physique.
Always, yeah. Well, and we made a little skit about it.
5 inches off from the pose he's supposed to be doing. I don't like this photo. It's
they would give me compliments like, "Oh, this picture looks great, but the pants aren't flared out enough," or "Yujiro has more veins," and it's like, guys,
Yujiro also has a demon.
Backhanded compliments was our skit that we made about it, where I had some guys come up to me in the gym. And then they're like, they would give me compliments, but they had to follow it up with something negative.
Oh, yeah.
Just to get that in there. Like, we can't just talk it up and just leave it there. We got to say, your hair's not really red.
Bro, you are looking amazing. God dang. Yeah. You lost weight.
Yeah.
And walk away and you're like.
Yeah.
Fuck with a big dude. Just tell them they look good. Oh, you lost weight? Fastest way to run with a muscle guy. Yeah. They will immediately eating.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah.
Just want to say that, walk away. You looking good. You looking skinny. I like it. Man. Walk away.
Yeah.
Watch them fucking.
Are you cutting?
Yeah. Oh, you cutting. I like it. Everyone else here bulking, you cutting.
Yeah.
Good on you. Yep. Walk away. That dude's going to eat so much that day.
Yep. Life of a bodybuilder.
So did you guys meet at the gym?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was in the sauna.
Yeah.
Talking about UFC.
That's where most men meet.
The sauna. The sauna. Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Earning $1 billion.
$1 billion. Yep. Oh, man.
That is hot.
They were practicing. Sorry, practicing for that $1 billion.
Yeah, the name of this episode, $1 billion or?
Friendship.
Yep.
You have unlocked friendship.
But so I'm wearing a Goku shirt. I think it was a Super Saiyan Blue Goku. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we just kind of started from there,
He was rocking that Goku tank for a while.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You still got that shirt on you.
Y'all do. Yeah.
I'm a legendary man. Yep. Can you fit it anymore?
Batty, I can't tell you what you wore when we met. I'm sorry.
We were online.
Yeah, that's true. But
it was Tarkov. It was a scav vest. I was using a Mosin Nagant with some terrible ammo, and you shot me in the face.
And then we went and made out in the game. And that's not an actual joke. The first time we play a video game together, people were like, "You guys should play video games together. You're both streamers and military." We're like, okay. We've never interacted. It's immediate. It's like, hey. And then we start joking. And it's like, hey, come here. Hey, our characters go together. You make out?
We're both playing gay chicken at this point in our lives. Like, that's what we're doing. Yeah, so far, he'll push it. See if he really was an infantryman. Yeah. You want to make out, bro? He's like, yeah, I'll make out with you harder, bro.
Literally.
Got to one up him. Even in the make out. Yep.
And then two guys playing video games pretending to make out.
Freedom.
Look where it got you guys.
Yeah. No, we sit on opposite
ends. Yeah, y'all sit far away. Y'all sit far away now.
We can't sit close.
Yeah. Now it makes sense.
Oh my God. So when did you guys start creating content? And then cameraman Alex over here.
Yes, sir.
Behind the scenes. The cameraman now?
So did you all just start making content together? Did you hey, let's do shorts first?
Me and Dale were starting with little skits in the gym way back. And
side note, you have the whitest name I've ever heard for a black man.
Not too many black men named Dale.
Dale.
I think I met my dad and another guy I met in the store was named Dale. I was like, he said, my name's Dale too. I was like, my name's Dale as well. What's this? Nice to meet you. He's like, man, it was crazy. I never met any other Dale. He was so cool. All black Dales are cool. Get that known. Your friend is named Dale, and he's black. He's the coolest guy in the world. I'm telling you.
Yep, he's not lying. Coolest black guy I know. But we started making skits at the gym a few years ago that, get 100 views.
Probably less than that sometimes.
Yeah, probably so. And
people
you know,
weird too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. People where we're from, it's like it's not very common to make videos or content. Mm-hmm. So you know, we get looked at weird and people probably judging us, but I mean we continue doing it. And I continue doing it. I met Alec at the gym of like last year. What, 2 years ago? Maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah, about 2 years ago.
Yeah. And he came to me wanting to make an app and stuff like that before wanting to film. But I was like, hey, can you film this Michael Myers skit for me? And that's kind of where that started. It has him being my cameraman from that skit. So, or that prank. Yeah.
And,
but yeah.
And then you started learning VFX and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about your effects.
Because I used to do it on my phone. So I would just kind of take like videos off YouTube, download it, and then put it on to me. And that would create the aura. And I was like, oh, I got aura. It's so cool. And then now I think I happened to go on YouTube. I think I watched a Film Ride video. And they were going over tutorials on how to use aura. And I was like, I need to get on PC. So I got the PC. I think I bought the PC to play Black Desert.
Okay, yeah.
Black Desert.
Makes sense.
I bought a PC just for that game. And the game wasn't, you know, it was okay at the time. My PC was just sitting there for a while. And I was like, I'm going to edit videos on here. And, man, ever since then, I just started learning VFX, and man, y'all should see the effects we had on the phone. No. I think I showed you last night. It was so bad.
Yeah. They came and fought. Like, it's impressive. I was telling both, like, I was like, man, you're super lucky to have an individual that's motivated to continue to learn VFX. Yeah. And, like, it's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. And then figuring out carving your own path for it. It's awesome.
Yeah, but the effects night and day since he started. Yeah. So, I mean, he's amazing now.
It looked like.
I got a lot of work to do, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
Now it's way better. It used to be like macaroni art. like, it's so good.
Yeah. We'll put this on the fridge.
Great, son. Proud of you. Macaroni art.
But we all start somewhere, though. We all start somewhere. I go back and look at my old videos. I'm like, oh
bro.
Yeah.
Y'all let me put this out. It's like.
Y'all really told me this was good?
Yep.
Dare you lie to me?
Yep.
No, we didn't. There's 5 downvotes. One of those is mine.
Damn.
So. It was weird learning going through that process of content creation from back in the day to when you look back, you're embarrassed by your own stuff. You're like, oh, God, that's hard to watch. You batty with your stream, I guarantee.
Oh, man, dude. Like, looking at when I was like, I'm going to start using Twitch. This is going to be fun. I got like a shitty green screen.
Yeah.
Camera's awful. Occasionally it's like phasing through my face because I didn't know how to like differentiate like the camera and lighting so that I was just kind of like pale and pasty blurring into my background. So occasionally my face would flicker to the green screen behind me. Oh, it was so bad. Like, I think my first time I tried to set up like a dual PC, I was like, it's going to be the real streamers use 2 PCs. It's going to be great. I actually had my PC blow up. Like, legitimately, the power supply was old and shitty. Whoa. And I blew a capacitor and it knocked the power out in my house.
While you're streaming?
Yeah, I killed the stream. Right? I'm just sitting here, all of a sudden, you hear, pop, stream's gone. Like, the power supply was smoking and shit. I'm like, I fucked up. It's come a long way.
Came a long way. Yep, exactly. Yeah.
It's that learning experience. So then, Alex, which side note, this crew of content creators, like these little films. Like,
why'd you put air quotes on that?
Because it's a crew. It's a crew.
You said it during content creators. I felt a little
content
insulted.
Creators. Crew. I don't know. I'm just, damn. I don't know what this does.
Stop it. Stop it.
Bunny ears. But even the cameraman's jacked this shit. That's the thing. He's like this, you see this little camera, he's like, so good, boss.
Dude, we call him the...
He's got a bunch of...
Just look at him over there, just jacked his shit.
He's known as the strongest cameraman in the world. I wanted, going back to me talking about anime characters, I want him to look jacked. I want my cameraman to look jacked. That's what we got, so...
You guys look like JoJo's.
Look, I'm telling you. Did we do like a pose photo? He was awkward. He was like...
Oh, yeah. You tell me what to do because I had no idea what he's
talking about. JoJo pose is weird, though.
It is.
It's how you can't look normal doing that.
No.
You're good. No, I get it.
It's beautiful.
What was it? Like that?
Yeah, he's like,
He just told me what to do. Hey, do this.
That's the cover right now. That's the thumbnail. It's got to be like that.
It's fucking Weenie Hut Junior's in here right now. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. So, video games. You play video games. How much video games do you
Man, not as much as you guys, but I like Call of Duty. I like zombies on Call of Duty. Simple. My favorite one's Black Ops 3, the giant map.
Yeah, the giants.
That's my favorite.
I miss the old Black Ops games, man.
But my games are like MLB The Show, UFC, sports games.
Why do you like MLB? What's any reason?
No typical person. Maybe always a baseball fan growing up.
A little bit of a baseball fan.
Yeah, watching kids
played
play.
Occasionally.
Watching kids play on the other side of the fence. Always wanted to play. Oh, so video games was my best option to get into baseball.
You keep working out, you might get, you might have a chance to play
baseball. I know,
baseball
man. I wanted to play it. I wanted to play it so bad, man. But, you know.
Dreams
so
are hard.
MLB The Show was the closest we got.
Damn.
MLB The Show. Grand Theft Auto. All the Grand Theft Auto. Oh, so I love Grand Theft Auto.
Vice City was like,
I said it was
that broke me as a child. That sent me on the path, a clearly terrible one, but then here we are. Like, that game is why I'm the mess I am today.
Yep. Vice City. San Andreas for me, man. San Andreas was mine.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, not again.
Remember when you're playing in the summer sun, make sure you're scaped from pubes to bun.
That's right. This is the summer to keep your balls cool and looking hot with Manscaped.
Hey, buddy, your balls look cool and hot.
They are smooth.
Man, Eli takes this check your boys thing seriously. The leaders in below the waist grooming are making sure we have a ball this summer by giving our pants partners everything they need to stay fresh. Dive headfirst into smooth sack summer by heading over to manscaped.com and use code UNSUB for 20% off. Their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. Their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer features cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 has a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock, and it gives you the ability to turn on the 4,000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for more precise shave. Did I mention this trimmer is waterproof too? Beach, lake, or shower, this razor will devour even the strongest pubes. I'm heading to the lake later to shave my pubes for smooth sack summer. Thanks to code UNSUB, got me 20% off my Lawnmower 4.0.
Get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com with code UNSUB.
That's 20% off plus free shipping with code UNSUB over at manscaped.com. Don't forget to check your boys for smooth sack summer.
Touch those boys.
Yo, yeah. Manscaped, yeah.
Yo, Manscaped, your intros are... They wrote this.
So good. That was that. Yeah. When San Andreas came out, like, that was just wild. Like, the scale of the map, the neighborhoods.
Huge. Crazy.
Crazy.
What is this? Way ahead of his time.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
You can go work out, get swole, get skinny. Yeah. You can eat too much food and throw up.
Become a martial artist, all types of stuff.
Oh, yeah, man. That's crazy.
I forgot about all that. Dude, so
Grove Street, bro.
Way ahead of its time.
Way ahead of its
time. Dude, San Andreas.
Get a haircut.
Yeah, go get a haircut. What?
What year did that come out?
Dude, it was like 2003, right?
Probably, maybe a little bit.
They even had a code where the characters can go inside the girl's house and they actually show you what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They had to remove it.
They did. Yeah.
It was crazy.
That was like one of the first games. Well, on that. And they're like, oh, we got to send.
It's too much. Yeah. People finding out. Wrong people finding out. It's like Dance Dance Revolution when you like do it, right? Like you have to hit the letters at the right time.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Grand Theft Auto Vice City came out in 2002.
Two, yeah.
San Andreas came out in 2004.
Four, okay.
That quick.
Yep.
That quick.
2 years.
They would turn around those games fast, but now we got to wait, 12 years?
Yeah.
And the budget, dude, for those games.
I mean, they made it back in, like, shark cards, bro. Shark cards. Just buying fake money on Grand Theft Auto.
Yep.
I mean, I've done it. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say it's not smart. Like, I've done it. Like, I haven't played Grand Theft Auto 5 in... 5 years.
Yeah.
And I sure as shit have spent some money on what I used to play it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cosmetic. I want the downtown apartment.
Yeah.
So I'm buying that fucking apartment.
A pink metallic Lambo.
Yeah.
Got it.
Just exactly, though, man. But I love Grand Theft Auto. Other than that, like Mario games, Mario Odyssey, because my son, he loves Mario games. Always playing that together, Sonic games. But that's like my top, but I'm not like these super like hard, like
he knows like, Xenogears,
dude. It's like, you know, these games like underground games, like,
those games like my great escape when I was a kid. So I didn't like school as much. we got homework. I'm like, yeah, I got homework playing Xenogears. I got homework playing Final Fantasy VIII.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Eight? You're just going to say eight like that?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's good. I got seven. But,
okay, but okay.
Seven, eight, nine.
One of my all-time favorites, though, from the 90s. GoldenEye in 007 on Nintendo 64.
The worst faces in the world.
Yep.
I've never seen so many good people.
That was my favorite.
Those blocking faces? Yeah. Yep.
Bro.
Horrible.
When there's cheat codes in games. Turning on Donkey Kong mode, paintball.
Yeah.
Paintball, Donkey Kong mode, invincibility, invisibility. You're just trying to get all those codes unlocked for 007 mode.
Yep.
It's so good, though.
Yep.
I love that shit.
Halo did it right, though. Halo had the skulls. You had to get the skulls that made, like, most of the time, it made the game harder.
Halo
3. But there was also like the grunt birthday party where if you shot in the head, there's like, like confetti pops out of their heads.
Which is weird. So Halo 3, what he's talking about, they had the skulls. And I wasn't sure if it was the Halo 3 or whatever one. One skull was really hard
to
get.
I'm pretty sure it was in 2 as well.
Well, one was really hard. They couldn't find it to get the costume unlocked. So everyone was like, I just watched a video not too long ago about this. They had someone, it took months for them to figure out how to get the skull because it was a sequence of events that you had to do in a specific order, and someone just was like, fuck this, stripped the code. He was like, well, how the fuck we were supposed to find this? Because he like showed up with that costume and everyone's like, how you got the last skull? Tell us how you got the last skull.
Was this back when you had to get the Hayabusa armor? Remember that? Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds cool.
No. It was like in Halo, I don't know if it was 3, was it 3 or 2?
I think it was 3.
It was one of the, I don't remember which Halo it was, but it was a crazy series of events. You had to beat the game in a certain way with all this shit, and you would unlock a cool armor, and it was like ninja Ronin styled armor.
Was it Ninja Gaiden?
Pretty much armor. It looked like it. Yeah. It was like a ninja armor.
Yeah.
Nice. And Ryu Hayabusa, his armor. What? Okay, cool. That's dope.
And it was just like a big fucking deal if you had that armor back in the day.
But that skull, because you had to jump in those portals and like a or run through them in a specific order to make the tunes.
I have no idea. I never did that shit, man. Yeah,
YouTube it.
Yeah, now you can. Now you just YouTube it. And then you played MMOs, I'm assuming, if you're saying Black Rose.
Black Desert. I played, main was Final Fantasy 14. That's like my first main MMO I played.
You played a rabbit girl, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Come on, don't you fucking lie to me. Don't you lie to me.
I did not play the rabbit girl. I did not go that far.
He did.
But they were sexy, but still.
All right. Yeah.
Cat girls. Give me that.
I let the dudes do that. My homies did that, but I did not.
All right.
I think I went from human to the Aurora into the big swole guys. I forgot what they're called.
I played the intro. That's all I got from Final Fantasy 14. I saw there was rabbit girls. I'm like, nice.
Yeah. I make my dude way bigger than me in real life. So
yeah, I forget. The big dude. You're like
Rabe. Yeah, Jack. I think I played the beast guys too. The lion dudes.
Yep.
Kimari, basically Final Fantasy 10.
Yeah.
And you. So Final Fantasy. What was your first MMO? Was it 11 to 14?
I didn't play 11. But I 14 is like my first one.
Oh no shit! You started 14? Damn.
On PlayStation for very first, not the very first 14 when it was bad.
Oh, I know.
But the real reborn.
Yeah. Yeah. The fixed, absolutely.
The fixed one where they didn't tank the game. A game to have it, they sold a million copies. It was like $14 a month or $10 a month. So you had the subscription. Mm-hmm. That game was so bad. It went from a million units sold to an active user base of 14,000 players in 2 months.
That's so bad. They even had a part where
that bad.
That's why they remade it. They remade the entire game. They're like, oh,
it brought a new whole president in.
Yeah. Which new president, new game.
Yoshi P is the GOAT.
Mm-hmm. He fixed it. That was the only time an MMO ever failed and then came back and was successful after, because they're like, hey, this is free for a year, a lot of this shit's getting wiped, we are gonna redo all of this, we are so sorry we developed this.
Yeah.
And then there will be an event and the world dies.
Yeah, they just showed the meteor. New.
Yeah, they set a meteor.
They
just,
they blew it up.
People were just sitting there watching it come down, and all thing you saw was
they're just accepting
the game
it.
Just ended. And they showed like a whole sequence of Bahamut destroying the world.
Wow.
It was so cool.
The greatest video game comeback of all time, huh?
Bro, yeah. And now it's like one of the greatest MMOs.
Yeah,
like,
it's still huge.
That's crazy.
Best community.
I get into it sometimes. Like, I can't do MMOs to this day anymore. I play, like, OG, EQ, all that stuff we've talked about a million times on the podcast.
Yeah. Way too much. You won't stop.
Please. And then now I'm like, Final Fantasy. But all MMOs are the exact same. At the end of the game, you're like, I'm going to grind through getting to the max level. Then I'm just going to have to find a guild. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to run the dungeons over and over and over. And it turns into a job.
Yep.
And then I'm going to hate this. And I'm going to quit mounts. That. Yeah. And I got to quit cool this mounts, job.
These cool mounts. These cool weapons. Beat these hard savages. And
Diablo 4. We started and now we all stopped. We were so excited for Diablo 4.
It was so much fun. And then the grind hits. And then you're just like, well.
The in-game. It's like, all right.
So I want to get into gaming, streaming. What games do you guys recommend me stream? Like, what do people want to watch? Does it even matter?
Call of Duty. If you like Call of Duty, Call of Duty that'd will work. Always be a...
Must watch.
Yeah.
One of those, like, top shooters. It's Call of Duty. It's the franchise.
So I can get
like,
away with streaming zombies, and people would be cool with it.
Zombies? So. They want multiplayer or
Most
Warzone.
Most people want multiplayer or Warzone, yeah.
Battle Royales do really fucking good. Like, if it's a Battle Royale style where it's like, hey, 100 players or 150 players are on a map, and it's last man surviving, people love watching that shit, even though it's the hardest to communicate with your chat.
Is it? Because you got to be constantly, like, watching.
You're constantly in it. That's why, like, I play Tarkov, which is a much smaller version. I don't want to call it a Battle Royale, but it's similar. Mm-hmm. You all get dropped in on a map. You fight each other. And you have to get to like a certain point to get off the map. It's not like the last man standing wins, but it's one of those things where people want to see that intensity. Mine's just a much slower paced version of everything else. So Call of Duty is kind of in that middle ground where you don't have to be super paying attention because it's Call of Duty. Warzone, when you start getting to like the Call of Duty Warzone things and it is a battle royale, you do have to start actually trying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do that route. You can do just chatting, which is, I mean,
yeah, I know I've seen people do that. That's but I actually want a game and like chat as well, but yeah, I probably wouldn't pick a game that you know you have to be locked
that,
in.
That hypervigilant type.
And I can't talk to anybody.
MLB, whatever.
Yeah, MLB. Yeah.
We play
MLB.
Yeah, definitely chill with MLB. You know?
Look back and forth.
Yeah,
maybe one of the older versions.
Which the older versions of what?
You just play like an older version of MLB.
Oh yeah,
hey, you play the A's. I don't know.
Yeah, this is how I knew I'm what not a sports player. I don't do sports. I never knew he did baseball.
He did baseball.
Yeah, he did the baseball stuff. Did not know.
Yeah. Played professional baseball with the Oakland A's in the minor league organization. But hey, Oakland. Oakland A's, look at me now. Why'd you guys release me?
You pissed off the ogre. He's gonna kill all y'all.
Okay, whoa, I'm right here. I'm sitting next to him. Let's
You guys had no idea who you had. Let's go.
His stock is up, bro. Yep. You get a call from this. Yep. This podcast, which no one watches sports on. I don't know what MLB stands for.
But yeah.
That profession. Yeah, that's a lifestyle there. And you were like, that was your passion growing up?
Yeah, baseball was my life. So I played baseball from when I was like, I was throwing a ball at 3 years old. But I started at 5, T-ball. And then I always wanted to be a pitcher. I turned into a pitcher. My favorite pitcher was Nolan Ryan growing up. And watching old VHSs of that and going to his games from, 90 through 93 until he retired. So I was at that game where, I don't know if you know anything about Nolan Ryan, but he was, he had that fight with,
slap him. Just fuck
what the fuck? I'm out of here. this is not a baseball podcast.
Yeah, I was like, wait
a
minute.
What?
He actually put me in the Genjutsu just now.
This is not baseball.
Like, yeah, this is where's the base? I thought this is a baseball podcast.
But to make this story short.
Wait, he's an artist?
Sorry, guys. Make this story short.
I played sports growing up. Yeah. I watched football.
Nolan Ryan
Vladimir Guerrero was one of my favorite players. Like, yeah. I got this.
Yeah, I was at the game where Nolan Ryan fought Robin Ventura. Put him in the headlock. Sorry, bah, bah, bah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yep. I was 3 years old. So,
like, that was a thing? That's freaking amazing.
Yeah, so Robin Ventura.
Nothing quite like a bench-clearing brawl in a baseball game. Robin, still, even to this day, it was way better back then because people were fucking angry.
Yeah.
And there was, they're like, oh, they're fighting again. Okay, let's let them fight.
Yep.
Now they did. Everyone's like, fuck.
Yeah.
So wait, go on. Explain this fight. What the fuck happened?
I wish we could have the screen to show it, but.
G-Man.
Yeah.
Here's Ventura, RBI single in the first. Watch out. Look at this.
Well, we'll put it up.
Put it up, put it up. Yeah, so Nolan Ryan throws inside to Robin Ventura. Actually hits him, and Robin Ventura charges the mound, and Nolan just turns, puts him in the headlock, and punches him in the head about six times until everybody comes and swarms him, takes them all down. But they ejected Robin Ventura, but kept Nolan Ryan in the game. Oh, so, and wow. You would never see that now if they fought.
Yeah,
know,
oh yeah,
both no. guys getting ejected, coaches are getting ejected.
The massive fines.
Back then, it's like, it's Nolan Ryan. We're leaving the game. But yeah, I was at that fight. It was cool.
That's crazy. Nolan Ryan. The one thing I do know, his speed at which he threw the ball, and that's when they recorded the speed.
Yeah,
late instead of
so you know a little bit about this. Yeah,
I have my autism powers. It's like random facts.
He's googling this last night.
Yeah, just in case if he brings up Nolan Ryan.
I knew he's gonna bring up Nolan Ryan.
But yeah, he was
shining.
He had the Guinness Book of World Record for the fastest pitch,
but, and that was when it was measured at the plate. Is even more ridiculous for his speed. Because no one touches him, right?
It was 100.9 at the plate, but they said that would equivalent to 108 out of his hand, 108 miles per hour. So,
for reference, I throw about like 32 miles an hour.
See, I throw my shoulder out.
Yeah. And when I pitched, the fastest I would topped out at was 96. So,
yeah, isn't that crazy? And you're like, how do I add?
It's like, how do I add 10, 12 miles an hour to that?
Fuck.
But,
and you just like flip it hard. Like, oh.
I run up to the mound, just start running and crow hop it.
So you're a pitcher?
I was a pitcher, yeah.
No shit. That's
ace of the diamond, y'all.
How terrifying is that, though?
How terrifying?
Yeah, I'd be afraid of that ball just whipping and hitting me in the fucking face.
Some of the gnarliest baseball injuries are that. Yeah, like, legitimately watching a pitcher fucking catch him.
Yeah, catch it right in his eye. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that. Fortunately, never happened. So I never got hit.
Beautiful face.
Yeah. So that never happened. Never got hit in the head. Got hit in the ankle, on some, or hit in the back one time in college, but never in the head. So thank goodness. But yeah, it's a real thing. It's very dangerous. You know, you throw one hard and they just slam it back even harder. But I love pitching though, man. I miss like striking guys out, but I didn't like that minor league lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's the only thing I didn't. But, you know, if I'd have got to the major leagues, it would have been a way better lifestyle. That was my goal. But, unfortunately, that didn't happen. But it's so hard when you're competing against so many players, especially people that, you know, have been signed for a lot more money than you. And you're competing against that. So I had my best season in 2012, and you guys can Google it. And I came back that next spring training, got released. So I had a 2.04 ERA in 2012. And
it was your best season, and they were
best season, man. I was figuring it out. I was doing great. I think my last like 17 or 18 innings was like a no hit. So it was great. And then come back that next spring training, get released. So I was really frustrated about that. And I was like, I wish I would have continued. It wasn't like an injury. I didn't get like hurt or anything. Mm. I could still throw in the 90s now if I went out there. If I could go back, I would probably try again. But that didn't happen. I got into acting and modeling, and here we are now, like 10 years after I got released. So, but Oakland A's, what are you doing?
Jesus, guys.
You know?
Oh, I love it.
His best season.
I have more followers. I have more followers than the Oakland A's.
You're saying you cut my show?
By like a lot.
Yeah.
By a lot.
Yeah. But yeah. No,
anyways, better anyways.
No regrets, man. It happened for a reason. And here we are now.
And no regrets. You definitely said that the day you got cut.
Yeah.
That words definitely came out of his mouth. You're cut. No regrets.
No regrets.
That's going home and be like, fuck.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, son of a bitch. I'm so pissed. So pissed because we worked towards it your entire life. And that is one of those hard, that's a depressing day.
Yeah, but
thanks for making him relive it over and over again, Eli.
You're welcome. How was it?
It was weird. It was like it didn't settle in. It didn't settle in, but I didn't take it badly until like about a month after, and then it hit.
You know? It was a process.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh shit, like what do I do now with my life? You know? So there's like that stage of like, I don't know. You know what I want to do?
Yeah, you gotta literally change your
because that
that's
path.
Your dream. That is
that's
dream.
It. That was all I was focused on was baseball. Mm-hmm. So, but in the back of my mind, I'm still like I wanted to do acting and stuff or modeling, and so. But let's transition into that. You know, kind of figured that out. You know, months later, like a year later. So
I just. It's like, I'll never amount to anything slamming your hand into that mirror. What will I ever do? You're looking at your beautiful self with your jawline. Oh, no one will love me. Everyone's like, just be a model, dumbass. I'm not pretty enough. Your long locks.
That's hilarious. Yeah. What am I going to do?
I'm a failure.
Yeah, that's exactly how it happened.
That was how it played out.
Yeah. And then I met Dale in the sauna.
If there's ever a documentary, man, you're playing me.
A small
you're
Mexican
playing me,
and very, version of you.
We're doing that scene. After I get released, I go in the bathroom. What am I doing?
What am I going to do? Oh, my God. You're so beautiful.
And please talk like that.
Yeah.
It's not a podcast if it doesn't go on the garage.
It's Asian now. Talking in a cold shower or hot shower?
Talking in hot shower. Baseball was my dream. No longer can do. Parents so disappointed. Going to be best model ever.
So accurate.
My God.
Yeah, you're playing me.
Done and done, bro.
Already you done deal. Already a done deal. Yes, sir.
So that's crazy. Where we went today. There we go.
Yep.
Welcome to Unsubscribe.
Welcome.
God, man.
So now what is the future of content for both of you? Ooh, all three of the little tripod over here.
Tripod.
Yeah, man.
It's a tripod.
Yeah, it is. It's the Eiffel Tower.
Wow.
Yeah. Who's in between? Who's the support beam?
Actually, yeah. Would that be two? Yeah, that'd be...
I don't want to be in the Eiffel Tower. You're like, Dell's just in the middle getting spit roasted.
No.
Why couldn't we be the tripod? No, we're the Eiffel Tower.
Things take a turn.
I know.
We're even talking about $1 billion now.
Yeah.
Damn.
I know. Damn.
Cut that out. We're the tripod. For the tripod.
We're the Eiffel Tower.
Damn. Damn. Did you give me the look?
Hey. So what is the journey of what's the next?
Cut that out. We're going back to the journey now. Okay.
That is going to be...
Speaking of that, Eli, the journey. Yeah. Well, we just want to keep on growing and travel around with this. Me and Dell want to do a podcast. We already have that in
Talk
the works.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
Do you have a name? Is there
we have the name, but we don't know if we're going to stick with
it. Okay. Okay. Don't announce it then.
Okay.
Don't. Because if you do,
people will take it.
Yeah. People are shitty.
Yeah. I know. You never know. Yeah. We're not going to announce it yet, but yeah, we're still looking into it. But
stay tuned.
Yeah, I know sir. We'll tell it after. But doing that, and I want to travel around and just do content and huge collabs with like UFC fighters and stuff like that, and just a massive amount of content. I love collabing with people, so I think
that's
the greatest thing.
You've worked with some small fighters, George Pierre.
Yeah, George St. Pierre, yeah, some guy.
Yeah,
he fought in the UFC for a few years. And
Luke. You've done like lots of... Boss Root,
legend.
OG Boss Root. Yeah, Boss Pride Root. Days.
Crazy. Yeah, legend. So, but yeah, stuff like that is already happening, and I want more of that, so mm-hmm. yeah.
Did I correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like I saw something on your Instagram where you are getting ready for a fight as well.
Oh, against Mike O'Hearn?
That was just a weigh-in.
Yeah, that's a little fake weigh-in. Sorry to spoil it. Yeah.
Batty apparently didn't watch the video because it was like weighing in at 800 pounds.
I didn't read that.
You gotta listen to it.
Dude, you gotta watch it. And then you'll see. You'll see, okay.
It was 4 in the morning. I was in bed. I couldn't turn the sound on. I don't want to wake my girlfriend up. I'm trying.
Man, but yeah, the weigh-ins was fake.
My man was trapped in a suki.
It wasn't real.
Man.
He's like, so
cut this. Jesus, cut it. Bullshit.
I heard you have a fight coming up.
Slow-mo and G-Van.
Leave it in. If you're leaving the Eiffel Tower in here, yeah. We're leaving that in.
Yeah, all right. That's fair. I read that. All right. I'm just going to shut the fuck up. This is why I drink. And
yes. Yeah, that way it's
fake. So the journey of content creation, a podcast.
No, we're going. watch my stuff, man, please.
This is the bullshit part. I've been following you for a long time now.
Yeah.
And I fucked up on one.
Yeah, one of them. Yeah.
The one. So you both just continue doing content creation, the podcast, which awesome idea. You guys explain that one. Once they lock in the podcast, and we'll.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be a fun one, man. Yeah, and very different from a lot of what people have done. So I'm excited to do it. And with this guy, he's so knowledgeable in anime and video games.
Oh fuck you! Now he's hungry.
Okay, stop it. Nah.
Old spit roast over here. That's his new nickname. It's like, no, it's not my nickname.
Spit roast.
Yeah, it's the Eiffel Tower. You're the thing in the middle.
No, we forget about that. I didn't say it.
That was not.
Remember, I'm taking that out.
Remember?
In my head, it sounded cool at the time, and then I'm like, whoa. Pause.
He, like, just freaked it up.
Yep, pause.
That's what Eli does. He ruins everything. He takes funny, silly, goofy guy things, and he ruins it.
Yes, it's just...
Now I know to watch my words around you. You learn.
I still learn every day, no matter what I fucking do. Eli's like, I'm going to ruin it, and I'm going to make you regret ever meeting me.
I fly away.
Fly away.
It's like, why can he fly?
What? He flies now?
Yeah. It's his autism.
I hate it.
I gave you the worst position.
Yeah. God. I didn't. Well, I did. Never mind.
You did. You really did. You're a piece of shit.
Yeah, man.
So the guys want to go to Japan.
Japan, yes.
We've been talking about a Japan trip for 2 years now.
Ooh,
at least.
Oh, yeah.
Got to go before I die. Got to.
Oh, we have to all go.
You're not planning on that anymore.
I don't plan.
Okay. Make sure you say that. Whoa.
No, it's so like a bucket list.
Before I die.
I have 2 weeks.
Go on?
Well, guys. One day before I die, can we just fly now? No.
Well, we're going tomorrow.
G-Van, cut this segment, put it at the front. Clickbait. Logan Shitwood dying.
Let's go to Japan.
Yeah, let's go to Japan.
One of our friends, he's another content creator, your narrator, Grant. He is an awesome guy. He just got back from a trip from Japan.
Mm.
And it looks so much fun.
Yeah.
And I want to go so damn bad, man.
We'll make it happen. So, but
we gotta.
I want to do content as Yujiro in Japan. So, got to make that happen.
Dude, that would stop. I can't even, because you're a big dude, especially in Japan.
Like, yeah.
I was tall, which was weird. That is very,
yeah, what's it like being tall?
Me and you would like.
Giants.
Yeah, I know. It's so fucking weird, too. Yeah. You're like, oh, this is what my friends feel like.
I'm walking around shirtless then. No kidding.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. Watch what you say around this guy.
I know, man.
He'll twist it up. He'll twist it up.
You're really like, wait a minute.
You are digging it.
You gave him the shovel, too. Like.
Did I just give him the shovel?
What? You'll take your shirt off? Around Japanese men?
But yeah, it's an amazing experience, but you also have, like, tattoos. Well, everyone's just gonna be watched. Like,
I'm a giant ginger with tattoos. Like,
yeah,
yeah. Well, I mean, we'll stand out there.
It's got the Pokemon Pokeballs. Okay.
Yeah, this one's all gaming. And I got several.
Is that
Albus
the Tormentor? Is that Blue Eyes? What?
Actually, no. So Alduin the World Eater from Skyrim. Raceland's Eye, which is Dragonlance. Mm-hmm. Diablo from actually Diablo 2. Diablo. Skull Kid the Moon. Boba Fett, Darth Maul in the back, Sephiroth way up here. I have a little Team Rocket R.
Yeah.
Just some of like my favorite like gaming
anti-heroes. Is that the Eclipse over here?
No. This is the Snake and Arrow because I was an Army sniper.
Yeah.
So that's kind of that. And I'm just doing a big cover-up sleeve up here just because it's kind of old stuff. And I'm going to be doing like skeleton Pokemon. Yeah. I'm a massive Pokemon nerd.
Really?
I have a leg sleeve from ankle to hip. That's nothing but like Pokemon stuff.
I watched Pokemon before Dragon Ball Z actually.
Oh, man.
I loved it. So.
Favorite for sure.
I love Pokemon. Everyone watch Pokemon.
Yeah,
yep. If you didn't fuck.
That's
you.
The gateway.
Crazy amount
the
of Pokemon
gateway.
Cards.
Yeah. So, yeah, I love Pokemon. I still have that old. I don't know if you guys remember Burger King selling those cards and the golden cards.
Oh my god, I forgot.
I still have my golden Charizard.
Oh man, those are so fucking cool, dude. Yeah.
That's the one time you wish you were a smart child and like sealed.
I know.
And you didn't open those boxes.
Yeah.
And you did all that because. Those boxes sold for way more than.
Yeah.
That's so much now.
How much did how much does a box of like first edition go for? Like a sealed box of first edition Pokemon.
Oh my god. Like so the Fossil and Jungle, which is the second and third set, those are anywhere from like $25,000 to $35,000. Base set, I'm not 100% on first edition, but it's well over $50,000. Well over.
Yeah.
Like you can get a regular base set box. For in that $50,000 range, I think the first edition or base set Shadowless non-first edition is getting into the $100,000 range, which is
cardboard.
I wish we knew that back then.
Bro, right?
You have a story. You had the Charizard.
I had a Charizard.
I think a lot of us had Charizards. So I had a couple.
He had the Charizard.
What'd you do?
I lost it in a Pokemon battle.
You were racing for pink slips?
No, wait a minute, wait, what? No, we were both.
This is like, I wager my one and only Charizard.
Yeah. Man, you had the hard for pinks as a kid, dude? You're like, I'm putting up my Charizard.
I won it back, though. And I got Pokemon Yellow.
Okay.
Right? But then the bad part about that is I left it in my pocket and it got washed up.
Yeah, that's.
So you're doing Yu-Gi-Oh! Battle.
Brutal.
Like on the platform, betting cards. And then you win it back. And then your ass is like, I'll just put this here. It's safe. Yep. Every kid's
dream. Every kid.
It's in my pocket. It's safe.
Back in the day, we didn't believe in the.
It's got no sleeve, no top loader. It's just raw dogging your fucking leg in there.
Raw dogging it. Yep.
Throw that shit in the washer. Yep. Fuck it.
I
promise
you've
done it.
And it got washed up. Yeah. Had a Blastoise, everything.
$400,000. Gone.
Gone. Yeah.
Oh my god, a kiddo! You remember when I sent you the booklet kiddo made? It was Pokemon cards, and he's like, "Look, I built a booklet. It's like hole punches to the cards, so you can turn it to tell a story." I'm like, "That's my kid, right?" Yeah. I was like, "They just don't understand like cards or anything." And you're like, "Oh my god!
Oh man! I can't say anything.
I've told this story on the podcast a couple times, but it's still fucking hilarious. I used to have a very large collection of Pokemon cards. I had, you know, first edition of everything, and I just didn't know what happened to it. I, you know, grew up, it got put in storage. It's gone now. Clearly got like thrown away or got sent to a garage sale, whatever. But my father watches this podcast sometimes, and this motherfucker, he calls me. About
this motherfucker.
No, he is.
Dad.
Fuck you. He calls me and goes, holy shit, I didn't know Pokemon cards were worth that. I still have your stuff in our storage chest. And I'm like, what?
No.
He's like, nah, fuck you, idiot. And hung up on me.
Dang, that's horrible.
Just because he heard
that's
me talking
horrible.
About
that's terrible.
That's horrible. What a
just
terrible
he
father.
Me talking about, like, yeah, I don't know what happened to all my cards. I think they got thrown or whatever. He's like, man, I'm going to fuck with my kid. That's what I'm going to do today.
Damn.
That was one of the funniest. I
did he film it?
He no, film no. It he just it. He just
that
for his own for
that
would have
gone viral.
You know?
That would have gone viral.
Oh my god!
I wish you could have seen my day. I know exactly. I was in my truck. I just left the UPS store because that's where my PO box was. And I was sitting in the truck about to go home. He goes, "Hey, Daddy's like, I just saw the podcast. You guys were talking about Pokemon cards. I didn't realize they're worth money. I still have all your original cards in like our, we have like a family cedar chest type thing where it's got all the old, your kid blankets and shit. He's like, I found your Pokemon cards. I'm like, what? You found them? I'm driving to Ohio. Let's go. And yeah. he's like, nah, fuck you. And he hung up on me like this motherfucker.
Exactly yeah. like when you got cut from baseball.
Yeah, that's the same feeling.
Just sitting in my truck Sick. Like, what just happened? My dad's trolling. God.
You had your mirror scene.
I could have painted on that mirror. This could have been it.
I don't even know where any of the old cards, because I have old basketball, baseball cards, like just from when you collect cards as a kid.
Yeah.
And I actually put those in sleeves and everything. Or binders.
I didn't.
Well, trade basketball cards, baseball cards. You didn't play with them. They were just fucking cards. You'd be like, look.
You had a lot of Nolan Ryan cards, right?
I have no idea.
So many Nolan Ryan cards.
A lot of Nolan Ryan cards, huh?
All the Nolan Ryan cards. This is the headlock punch card. It's one of my favorites.
Yep.
I play that one. I use Nolan Ryan. I tap him for head punch. Just treating Eli. So Eli, that's not how this
works. 5,000 damage.
That's not how this works. I make my own rules in life.
Yeah. That'd be a powerful card.
When does the podcast, when are you guys thinking about in the podcast, off the ground?
Man. ASAP. We're learning a lot from this right now.
Yeah.
So just the setup. I think we just need to learn how to set it up, how the lighting works, and we're going, you know? And we're going full force into it. I'd say the next, like, 2 weeks. Yeah.
Dude,
I mean, I will say this. Running a podcast has been so much damn fun. Like, we started this just as a reason to, like, hang out and drink together because we're always so fucking busy. Like, this was like, it's Wednesday. Let's all go get drunk and, you know, hang out at the table.
Yeah.
And as the podcast grew, we got an audience, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh shit, this is a thing.
This is it.
Like, yeah. Well, we can do this.
Yeah.
We were, you know, we're flying guests in, you guys are driving in, it's all this crazy shit going on, and now it's like, podcast is kind of like the thing for us, so.
And then it's like, do it every week. Get a new guest, which sounds easy. It's not. Like, getting a guest on rotation, like a new one every week, it does.
Plan shit out, like, your best friend of the podcast, if you can, get a backlog going. Don't go too deep, because then the things you talk about stop becoming as topical. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're filming an episode and it's not dropping for a month and a half, it's hard. But if you can get like 3 or 4 episodes in and you're doing a weekly thing, that gives you time to rotate people in, whether it's your friends or you're flying people in, or there's just something passing through. Like, that's how we've done a lot of things, and it's working.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a blast. And you get to always, it's,
you get to meet cool people. You know?
Yeah, you do.
So cool. Great.
Yeah.
Hear these stories.
It's awesome, man. Yeah, so that's what I love about it. You know, you get to talk and shoot the shit and learn more about people and kind of talk about, you know, things that you love. It's like, why isn't everybody doing this?
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like you can have a good conversation with your friend. You could easily do a podcast.
And podcasts aren't going away anytime soon.
No, God. Know?
They're just getting bigger. They really are.
When did Joe Rogan start his?
Dude, like 2009. Probably maybe 2008. I don't know. I've been watching forever. Mm-hmm. That was the first one I watched.
Yeah, because he was doing that underground. Someone else did one too, where it was just like
that underground, like that.
Yeah, and it wasn't even podcast.
Bad quality.
Yeah. It wasn't even a podcast at the time, but they would do it, and they just kept going, and people would just sit there and listen. Because it is weird, the idea of people tuning in for like an hour and 50 minutes or whatever to listen to.
The way I look at it, like, I remember when I used to, you know, before I was doing content creation, I was working overnight security, and I had a 45-minute drive to work.
Mm.
And I'm sorry, like, I didn't want to listen to the same music every day. I would throw on a podcast.
Yeah.
I would throw on something to listen to, whether it was audio from a YouTube video or a podcast or whatever. And like, the amount of times people will be like, oh shit, a new Unsub dropped. I'm heading to work today. Fuck yeah. Or you guys got me through my last half of a Friday or things like that. Podcasts are so great for that. Just that. Legitimately background noise.
Yeah.
A lot of people need that in their different aspects of their life, whether it's their day to day or just driving, traveling, work.
Working out. Yeah. I'll listen to podcasts while I work out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
nothing like Unsub to get ripped.
But when you hear those people, like the feedback, like, oh man, you helped me get through this day or something like that.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. So that's what I get from my content. Like, people reaching out to me and saying, man, you helped me get through this time, this bad press time, and you help me get into the gym again, or your wholesome videos with your son makes me want to be a dad. I never wanted to be a dad until now. So
those are things great. Like that's this. Awesome,
man. You know, it just makes you more motivated to do it. So
we haven't even talked about what was the step where you're like, yeah, I want to bring my son into my content, because that shit is
some people,
funny,
dude.
Hell.
It's divided on how parents it's like, I want my kiddo in content, or yeah. I don't want my kiddo in content.
It was just he kind of got to that age to where he would listen to me to do things and could like kind of.
There was a level of comprehension around it.
Yeah. It's like he was 5 years old now, so he's kind of getting a little personality. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to see if he likes doing this. And he loved it. And, in those W Dad, L Dad videos, I don't know if you guys seen them. Yeah. Like the L Dad, he doesn't want to play with his son. I would get my son to ask me, Dad, can you play with me? Something like that. But then the W Dad, when the song transitions, the W Dad will play with him and stuff and, push whatever he's doing to the side. Those videos blew up. And that's those first videos that I got him into. And then I started getting him into the Chad Face stuff, the Gigamon stuff. Yep. Putting the suit on him, Sigma Son, and have him doing the that face. So, he's loving it. And, it was the best thing to do. And I don't push it on him. If he doesn't want to film, I'm not going to make a film.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Yeah. It's not like, man, I got to get you to do this or we're not going to make money. Something like
we
that,
have
you
completely
know?
Completely different dads.
Yeah.
You're doing this. I don't want to. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yes, you're not a grown junior father. That's good. No. Really, really fucking good. Love him.
Yes. No. But, man, I love doing it. He loves doing it. And hearing, he's probably more known than I am, because when we go out, people are asking about Connor, right when I see him. So they're like, oh, where's your son? So that's really cool to see, man. Mm-hmm. And it's going to continue to happen unless he's like, Dad, don't want to do this anymore. So
you'd be like, why?
You get a new son.
And that'll maybe, like, get a new okay, son. Okay, son, you're out. Time to make a baki.
Start over. A little warrior is about to come into existence.
Yes.
Oh, man. God.
That's awesome. And then you're like, how is it being part of that, right? I mean, same for Alec, too. It's like being part of that entire thing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It was really cool seeing him blow up, because we were like, man, one of us got to do it. And, man, it was just cool seeing my friend just be doing videos with like St. Pierre, George St. Pierre and stuff like this. Like, man, my boy is really doing it. Like, yeah. It's really cool seeing that. So I'm just happy that one of us just blew up. It's so beautiful. So
yeah, that's what he always said, even back in the gym box. They were like, one of us is going to do it. One of us is going to blow up. So, and he was always for me. So this is my guy.
Yeah.
He's always been supportive. He's never been like salty about like the blow up. Some friends will be like, kind of getting
people
a little
suck.
Jealous.
People suck.
You owe me.
Yeah.
You owe me something.
Yeah.
What about me? Where's mine?
Yeah. It's never been like that with him. So he's always been supportive. Anything I post, he's always liking it, always commenting on it. So always sharing it to his story.
Jam check his alt account where he's like, fuck you. He's got the Reddit going. He's like, wait a minute. When he doesn't do the Baki stuff.
He's got to get that hate
out. You are
new Jero. Yeah, he's got a little subreddit. That's funny.
That Connor kid sucks. Shit, that was my main account.
delete.
Wrong one.
I will say, having supportive people around you, or even more so people that are interested in content creation, whether it's cameras or VFX or just being a part of it, has been huge. It's changing, because I used to live up in Vermont, like middle of nowhere. Nobody around me was doing content creation. I was one of two Twitch partners in the state of fucking Vermont. Like, there was nothing going on. And I moved down to Texas to be around people like Eli and Matt and all these other awesome guys, Clean, my friends here. And like the change in mentality of being like, okay, yo, what about this? Is this a good idea? Like, having people to bounce things off of, or people to work through those things with, being around other creatives is damn. Like,
yeah.
It's
night and day, and it helps you out, man. Mm-hmm. And it helps you with creating ideas and just kind of keeping that motivation to keep doing it,
The motivation, the idea, I love like ideation, writing, and then having a cameraman. It fucking sucks when you don't have a camera operator or someone that knows cameras or angles or shots. Because
me, I don't.
Then you have to do it. Like,
yeah,
that's why it just takes time to refine that craft too. You like out the first thing, I'm like, oh, what's this? Oh, like you nerd out about it stuff, yeah. and you get to watch how they do it. They yes. light, then you can bounce ideas off of each other.
No, Alec is amazing because he lets me do what I want to do. He doesn't try to override me and be like, no, we need to do it this way. Unless, you know, it takes that. But he listens, we work together well. He's not trying to override me and be like, no, it's this way or no, I'm not filming it. No, we work together well. He sees things like how I see it. And, you know, and we've only been together, what, about 8-9 months now? 10 months maybe? Yeah. Almost a year? So, yeah, so we figured each other out pretty quickly. And, you know, he wasn't even a cameraman before this, and he's, like, learning pretty quickly,
yeah.
you know, and getting great shots. So even when we have, like, 2 minutes to get a scene in, you know, when we're rushed, that's hard to do. So I was telling you about it.
The karate.
Karate combat.
Karate combat, when they do their, you like, the George St. Pierre or any mm-hmm. of those, they, like, he's not lying. Yeah, it's they rushed. Apparently have like 2 minutes to film yeah. everything. It's
yeah.
crazy.
You get 3 takes with George St. Pierre for like a whole choreographed scene.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fast. It was like in and out. We got to get George out. So.
Damn. But,
this last time they did let us work a little bit. They did. The Luke Rockhold one. They let us choreograph that. And Luke that coming. Helps God, out God. A lot. So. But yeah, great cameraman and very helpful with everything else. He's kind of like my manager as well with some things. So. Very helpful.
Have a good team, man, for sure.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's great.
Team is everything, especially when you're trying. And then people are loyal, and that you bring up together. Just continuing to learn, like, is what you're doing. What you're doing, guaranteed. It's
yeah,
fucking awesome to watch. That's what I love. The passion yeah. behind it. It's canty too. Like everyone that's came yeah. lately has yeah. just been super passionate about learning or refining their craft in content creation. It's like, oh, how do I do this? How do I get better at this? Oh, I can change this stuff.
Yeah.
Now it's like. Solving the puzzle of long form.
Yeah.
It's that because long form is a completely separate entity than short
form. It's brutal, man. Like,
yeah.
We've had a lot of people coming on with Instagram or TikTok or from that short form coming into like talking about how can't get long form. And by long form, like anything over 10 minutes, basically.
Yeah.
Trying to get that to work. Like myself, I struggle in that period. Like, I can do podcasts and I can do short form, I can do TikTok type stuff. But in that middle ground, mm-hmm. nothing for me.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. And it's so tricky to really navigate like going from one form of content to another because you have an audience that's so used to a character or a type or a time limit or
yeah.
we're just flipping through, you know, shorts or whatever it may be and be like, now watch a 10-minute and I'm like, nah, I'm just gonna, yeah. it's not the same thing I'm used to. I don't like it. And
exactly.
Trying to you're even though you have grown so much, you have a platform.
Yeah.
Starting from scratch, it feels like every time.
Yep. Every form of content's so different, you know, and it's like it has its own audience, like you're saying.
Yeah,
like
the long very. It feels very siloed. Oh, like, yeah. Sure, there's crossover here and there, but damn, when you start out, it feels so siloed.
Yeah. You know, I did analysis on mine. They say my content only reaches like 28 and up. I was like, why ain't you reaching like the 13, 15-year-old?
You know, yeah.
The people watching anime.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
showing yours to like 40, 50-year-olds.
Yeah. That, I'm like, what?
They're seeing you dodge. They're seeing you dodge bull or these blasts, and they're like, oh.
I think a 69-year-old would want to watch
this. Yeah.
They're just going based off your name.
Yeah.
Dell. That's an old white man. They don't even check what the content is.
That's what
is.
It is.
And they just kick it out to old people. Yeah. They're like, there you go.
We figured it out. That's
it. His name, that's it. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody really named anybody Dill anymore. Yeah. Let's go way back.
Bro, there's going to be one motherfucker in the comments who's like, I'm dead. My name's dead. What's wrong with my name?
Yep. He's going to be in here.
Sorry, Dale.
Sorry, Dale.
Time to go watch lawnmower videos. I don't know. A guy named Dale. That's what I feel like his feed is.
I might start doing lawnmower content now.
That might pop off, man.
Yeah.
Might make some bangers.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's that one? There's a guy that fucking... He cuts yards for free now. Who is that guy?
Dude, I've seen that on TikTok.
He does real good.
He does. Yeah. He does do really
good.
He's
a lawn artist.
He puts out bangers, like millions of views, just cutting lawns.
Bro, now he just walks away. Hey, can I mow your yard? This yard sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a whole video of mowing yards, yep. Which is so weird to watch. The human condition now is like, yeah. Oh my God, look how he hedged that yard.
Oh, he's edging the sidewalk. He's edging the driveway.
Oh, that looks, come here, come here.
See that?
I never thought about that technique. Jesus Christ, that's a beautiful yard.
You're like, where's 45-year-old's dads wearing Adidas and white socks pulled up to their fucking knees going, oh my God.
Look at that grass.
Flipping that between that and football. New content's like everywhere. It is. And your numbers too, like in the last 90 days, this is like 600 million views in 90 days.
Yeah, it's crazy. So we're looking at it. Yeah, on the YouTube. Yeah, but
that was like looking at those numbers. I was like, 600 million views in 90 days.
That's a lot of people.
Fuck ton.
It's insane. Yeah. All short form, though. I wish it was long form.
Oh, yeah. Bro. You would not be on this podcast.
You're going to fit in on this helicopter.
No. 600 million views long form. You're like, okay, Mr. Beast.
You're like, where are you guys at? Oh, okay, no.
You got a rooftop.
Yeah.
Hello,
I'll
peasants.
Fly you guys out to my island. Yeah.
No cameras.
No. Yeah. Would you do this for $1 billion?
Man, that Logan Chitwood guy's real cool.
Thank you for watching the Subscribe Podcast. As always, you know that myself, Maddie Streams, and of course, our beautiful, powerful, wonderful, strong, amazing guests, Logan Chitwood and Dale here, guys. Thank you, guys. Where can... Oh, my God. Stop it. You look so good.
I had to get it in there.
Holy fuck.
Someone in the comments correct that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, his biceps look good, but they're missing...
It doesn't have a vein right there. You know.
His tricep could come up a little bit better.
I've only seen it in camera. Damn, bro.
You look in camera and you're like, what the fuck?
I'm sweating.
Oh, yeah. Where can we find you?
Where can everybody find you guys so the audience can go and do the thing where they follow you and do the creepy stuff?
Yes. Instagram at Logan Chitwood, TikTok at The Logan Chitwood, and also YouTube at The Logan Chitwood. Go subscribe, go follow, or fuck you.
I agree.
You can find me on Instagram, The Thirst God, and you can find me on YouTube as well, The Thirst God. You can probably find me on Twitch, The Thirst God. Thank you.
Thirst God. There we go.
The Thirst God.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. We'll see you all on the Patreon after show shortly.